tipped his hat and took a seat. He said he hoped he hadn't stepped upon my feet. He asked my name, I held my breath. I couldn't speak because he scared me half to death. Buzz, buzz, buzz went the buzzer. Flop, flop, flop went the wheels. Stop, stop, stop went my heartstrings. As he started to go, then I started to know how it feels when the universe reels.
The day was bright, the air was sweet. The smell of honeysuckle charmed you off your feet. You tried to sing, but couldn't squeak. In fact, you loved him so you couldn't even speak.
Buzz, buzz, buzz went the buzzer. Started to leave, I took hold of his sleeve with my hand, as if it were planned. He stayed on with me, and it was grand just to stand with his hand holding mine to the end of the line.
Phones down in the back. That concludes question four of hour nine. During the training video of a fictional restaurant, employees are instructed that the only difference between extraordinary and ordinary is that little bit of extra. What is the name of that restaurant? The answer, Shenanigans. Question four, hour nine. The answer is Shenanigans for that.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities, vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable Pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. For non-emergencies, urgent care may be your best option. Find hours and information for the Plover Urgent Care Department at ministryhealth.org. The Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local. And success. Everybody wants it. With the right tools and opportunities, you can achieve it. The time is right. The time is now. It's success inspired. Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. Visit TravelGuard.com today.
Question five of hour nine. Although not normally known as a piano player, an athlete appears at a grand piano complete with the Liberace-like candle, a bra, in a television commercial performing what sounds like some sort of classical work. What is the number on his coat and tail? Again, question five, number nine. Although not normally known as a piano player, an athlete appears at a grand piano complete with the Liberace-like candle, a bra, in a television commercial performing what sounds like some sort of classical work. What is the number on his coat and tail? Good luck, trivia players. Good luck.
Don't you know that I was sitting back in Texas? I was playing on rhythm and blues. And then I got a big offer for more money than I could refuse. I had my chance to make it, playing anything I wanted to play. But playing back in my mind, you know I could hear the people say, keep playing that rock and roll. Keep doing what you've been told. Woo! Save your money up when you get old. Got to keep playing that rock and roll. So I packed up and I made it up to New York. Making a big turn. Everything was always his way.
don't you know that I've been doing lots of things?
All right, phones down in the back. Looks like we're going to...
Hi there, Ian.
Yeah, hi there. How you doing, Oz?
Oh, we have a problem with that question.
Oh, we do?
Yes, we
What's
do.
The problem?
Well, you erred.
Did I err?
Yeah. Can read the question.
Although not normally known as a piano player, an athlete appears at a grand piano complete with a Liberace, like candle, a bra...
Candelabra.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so why don't you start that question over again. Could you hand in your answer sheets out back, pass them forward, and then dispose of those, and we'll start this question over again. Liberace was good.
Okay.
The candelabra.
Candelabra. Okay. All right. Thank you, Oz. All right. So anyways, starting off with a question five, hour nine. Although not normally known as a piano player, an athlete appears at a grand piano complete with Liberace like candelabra. In a television commercial, performing what sounds like some sort of classical work, what is the number on his coat and tails? Good luck, trivia players.
I should laugh, but I cry, because your love has passed me by. You took me by surprise, you didn't realize. I was waiting. Time goes slowly, but it carries on. And now the best years have come and gone. You took me by surprise. I didn't realize that you were lying. Took away everything I had, you put the hurt on me. I could go alone now, calling your name. After losing at the game, you took me by surprise. I didn't realize that you were lying. Time goes slowly, but it carries on. And now the best years have come and gone. You took me by surprise. I didn't realize that you were laughing. Life is what it is to me. Life is the way it should be. You took away everything I had, you put the hurt on me.
Although not normally known as a piano player, an athlete appears at a grand piano complete with the Liberace-like candelabra in a television commercial, performing what sounds like some sort of classical work. What is the number on his coattails? Good luck.
Ride, ride, ride,
Phones down in the back. That concludes question five of hour nine. Although not normally known as a piano player, an athlete appears at a grand piano, complete with the Liberace candelabra in a television commercial, performing what sounds like some sort of classical work. What is the number on his coat and tails? The answer is 43. Again, question five, hour nine. Answer is 43. Continuing on to question six of hour nine, fictional character Sam Beckett leaps to a time at which Marilyn Monroe was just beginning work on a motion picture. What is the name of that picture? Again, question six, hour nine. Fictional character Sam Beckett leaps to a time at which Marilyn Monroe was just beginning work on a motion picture. What is the name of that picture? Good luck, trivia players.
Morning, sleeping for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed. Oh, me
Israelites,
get up in the morning, sleeping for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed. Darling, she said, I want us to be
seen. Oh,
shut them a tear up, chose his ago. I don't want to end up like Bonnie and Clyde.
Fictional character Sam Beckett leaps to a time at which Marilyn Monroe was just beginning work on a motion picture. What is the name of that picture? Good luck.
All right.
Volunteers, would you please put your phones down? Phones down in the back. That concludes question six of hour nine. Fictional character Sam Beckett leaps to a time which Marilyn Monroe was just beginning work on a motion picture. What is the name of that picture? The answer is The Misfits. Again, question six, hour nine. The answer is The Misfits. Going on to question seven of hour nine, what was the race car driver Cindy Jansen's occupation when she drove her 1990 Firebird to seven wins and the 1993 season championship for solo two drivers of the Cal Club region of the Sports Car Club of America? Again, question seven of hour nine, what was the race car driver Cindy Jansen's occupation when she drove her 1990 Firebird to seven wins and 1993 season championship for solo two drivers of the Cal Club region of the Sports Car Club of America? Good luck, trivia players.
Trivia 44 and Ian McKay.
What was race car driver Cindy Jansen's occupation when she drove her 1990 Firebird to seven wins and 1993 season championship for solo two drivers of the Cal Club region of the Sports Car Club of America? Good luck, trivia players.
Will be mine.
Phones down. Phones down in the back there. Question 7. Hour 9 is over. The question was, what was the race car driver Cindy Jansen's occupation when she drove her 1990 Firebird to 7 wins and 1993 season championship for solo 2 drivers of the Cal Club region of the Sports Car Club of America? The answer is new car deodorizer. Again, question 7. Hour 9. The answer is new car deodorizer. Moving on to question 8 of Hour 9. What goes around comes around. What was old becomes new. Sometimes songs are resurrected years later and become hits again. One such situation came about in the 1980s when a top 15 song was a combination of two songs, one from the 1930s and one from the 1920s. What is the full name of the artist who recorded this 80s hit release? Again, question 8, hour 9. What goes around comes around. What was old becomes new. Sometimes songs are resurrected years later and become hits again. One such situation came about in the 1980s when a top 15 song was a combination of two songs, one from the 1930s and one from the 1920s. What is the name of the artist who recorded the 80s release? Good luck, trivia players. Good luck. Goes around, comes around, and what was old becomes new. Sometimes songs are resurrected years later and become hits again. One such situation came about in the 1980s when a top 15 song was a combination of two songs, one from the 1930s and one from the 1920s. What is the full name of the artist who recorded this 80s hit release? Good luck.
Thank you.
Phones down in the back there. Question 8, hour 9 is over. What goes around comes around. What was old was becomes new. Sometimes songs are resurrected years later and it become hits again. One such situation came about in the 1980s when a top 15 song was a combination of two songs, one from the 1930s and one from the 1920s. What is the full name of the artist who recorded this 80s hit release? David Lee Roth. Again, answer for question 8, hour 9, David Lee Roth.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities, vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable Pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. Welcome home. Our newest family medicine clinic on Hoover Road is now open and accepting new patients, featuring extended hours that meet your family's busy schedule at ministryhealth.org. The Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association will remind you to buy local. And to succeed in today's world, you need a plan. At Travel Guard, we offer employees the tools and opportunities to achieve. It's success inspired. Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. Visit TravelGuard.com today.
Good evening, trivia players. With 90FM News, I'm Christina Luna. A Pittsburgh man has been accused of cutting a line, waiting to get free cakes from Cake Boss, and stealing four of them. Hundreds of people were waiting Tuesday morning in downtown Pittsburgh to get the free cakes from the star of the Hoboken, New Jersey-based TV show Cake Boss, Buddy Velstro. Police spokeswoman Diane Richard says William Davenport took four cakes worth about $27 each from a storage area. Police say when they stopped Williams, he apologized for stealing the cakes and admitted he was intoxicated. Police say the cake theft caused a great commotion among people who had been waiting in line for hours. Officers had to break up fights caused by other people who tried to jump the line. No attorney for Williams is listed in court papers. I'll have a look at Central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Animal Hospital on Highway 10 East, with over 30 years of care to pets and their owners. Our compassionate staff provides quality medicine and surgery to help you with all your small animal concerns. Now offering ultrasound. What's up, Doc?
In Central Wisconsin weather, it's 23 degrees outside. I'll have the top five teams, the point values from Hour 8 and Question 1 of Hour 10 of Trivia 44 after Trivia Focus.
Where's the Trivia Focus? There's always supposed to be a Trivia Focus.
Hey, Doc, this is John Yon from 90FM. Would you like to do Trivia Focus?
Well, certainly.
All right, what's your team name?
Apocalypse Now. How about now?
And how did you get that team name?
Well, we know you figured the end of the world was coming, so we should come up with a team name now, or how about now?
What Looney Tune character best describes your team and why?
Oh, I'd say Porky Pig. Can't get it out there.
Summarize this year's contest in three words.
Wow, tough one.
So you rub a lamp and the Oz comes out. What do you ask for?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
So what did your team do to survive the end of the world?
Oh, we laid in the usual supplies.
And what's your strategy for this year's contest?
Just win, baby.
Win, baby. So many people think ACME stands for a company that makes everything. What does it really stand for?
Apocalypse Cow. How about cow?
What is the tastiest radio station in the whole universe?
The 90FM.
With for Trivia Focus, I'm John Young. Thank you for playing Trivia 44.
Trivia Focus is provided by Dairyland Cycle Insurance, a Century Insurance Company. To find a local Dairyland Cycle agent or get a quote, visit DairylandCycle.com or call 1-866-324-7952.
You're listening to Trivia on 90FM, WWSP, Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi, available in your grocer's frozen food department. The Stevens Point Brewery, Point Nude Beach Summer Wheat Ale is back in season. For non-emergencies, urgent care may be your best option. Find hours and information for the Plover Urgent Care Department at ministryhealth.org. Serving more than 1,500